Welcome back. It looks like the U.S. quit rate is back at an all-time high. So will employers have to raise pay to keep their staff? Yahoo Finance's Sibyl Marcellus joining us now with the latest installment of Career Control. Hi, Sibyl.
Many workers in the private sector have quit their jobs and moved on to new opportunities. We haven't seen the quit rate at this level in about 20 years. I want to bring in Adam Ozimek, who's chief economist at Upwork, to talk about this. Now, Adam, with the quit rate this high, what kind of wage pressure are many employers facing? And will many of them be forced to raise wages to retain staff?
So we've definitely already seen lots of wage pressure already. Wages are high and rising quickly in a variety of sectors, especially leisure and hospitality, sectors that are being hit hard by supply shortages. I do think what we are going to see is those pressures are going to ease somewhat in coming months. Expanded unemployment has ended. Schools are back in session. The pandemic will be increasingly fading. So I do think that we're going to see a lot more people coming back looking for work, and we should see some of those pressures easing.
And what's driving the quit rate?
Well, there's a lot of factors. I would divide the labor market in half. If you focus on sort of the lower skilled part of the labor market, a lot of it had to do with unemployment insurance being expanded, childcare needs, and general discomfort with coming back to work during COVID. Also, people had accumulated savings from stimulus spending and from UI, and that gave them sort of the luxury to wait and not necessarily need to get a job as quick as they otherwise might have. In the higher skilled part of the labor market, I do think remote work is playing a part. I think that there are a lot of workers who simply don't want to go back to the office. We've seen this in our research at Upwork. We found that 34% of workers who are remote were not excited about returning to the office. So I do think that hesitancy, that desire to stay remote, is playing a part there.
Speaking of remote work, how many workers do you expect will continue to work remotely in the long term?
So there's a ton of uncertainty here. Obviously, there's what workers want, there's what managers want, and then in the long run, there's how do remote work firms compete against non-remote work firms, and who ends up, you know, winning the product market competition there. So there's a ton of uncertainty. I would guess somewhere around 20% will be fully remote, and then maybe 15% hybrid remote. That's sort of my guess, just looking at the surveys and gazing at my economist crystal ball.
And what are the geographical implications of remote work? Because part of the appeal of remote work is that you can work from anywhere as long as you have a strong internet connection. So where are remote workers moving to specifically?
So there's the short run and the long run here. In the short run, what we've seen is a lot of people moving outside of major cities. So out on the outskirts of New York City, San Francisco, they're going from living in the city to living outside the city, because they think they may need to commute to the office a few days a week. That's where we've seen most of the migration now. But what we hear from people when we ask them in our surveys, they say they want to move far away. 40% said they want to move more than 4 hours away. So I do think there is demand for moving even farther outside those cities. And what they really need is the remote labor market to sort of firm up and to really some of that uncertainty to be reduced. Right now, people aren't sure what the remote work options are going to be. Their employers aren't necessarily offering, firm guidance on how remote they'll be able to be in the future. And then also people are looking to what are the other career options that I have where I can stay remote if I want to leave this employer. And, some of them are considering freelance as well. So I think all those things sort of need to evolve and give workers more certainty that they can find remote work in the future. And when that happens, that's when I think we'll start to see more migration to sort of places that are farther from the big cities.
And what does migration out of big cities mean for local economies in the rest of the country? Because that's the general trend that your research is showing, right?
That's right. In general, it would be from higher cost living places to lower cost living places, from more dense places to less dense places. And really, this is a reversal of a trend we've seen for a few decades where across the country, more skilled people have tended to flock to a handful of superstar cities. And that's been bad for the economies that they leave behind. It leaves those economies with weaker housing markets, fewer skilled individuals, fewer entrepreneurs. And I think remote work has the chance to, sort of equalize things a little bit more. and send those skilled people back to those communities if that's what they want. And also so that they don't have to leave in the first place. I think, you know, not everyone wants to move to big superstar cities, but they do historically tend to think that that's where the greatest opportunities are. So if we help spread opportunity throughout the country, I think that's a really good thing for those communities.
For remote workers that want to move even further out from where they are, so we're talking a 40-minute commute each way, they want to move even further to maybe 2 hours, as your research is showing, what assurances do they need from employers before deciding, okay, I'm going to live 2 hours away from where the office is, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, if their employers are very serious about remote work, that helps, but also outside options matter. So it's not just what your employer is doing, but what other employers are doing, people who you might potentially work for in the future. And also, you know, if you can find remote freelance work, that's another thing that can bring certainty as well. It's really about, it's not just about, can I work for my current company now remotely, but do I think that I will be able to find other remote jobs in the future? And is there really a remote labor market out there?
Well, we'll continue to watch this as remote work continues to dominate. Adam Ozimek, great to have you on. Thanks so much.